Shalom, Shalei, Akva, Akut. That's Hebrew, word for word. And what I just said to you was, hello, my brother and my sisters. It's time for some food for your soul. We call it soul food right here on KUUT. Soul food is just simply the scriptures, the teachings, to give you something that will encourage, inspire, and edify you as you start your day, whether it's early in the morning, whether it's in the middle of the day, or as you wind down your day. We're going to be talking about today on soul food translation. You know, there are many translations that are out there, different translations. So we're going to specify translations today. You know, ketbeh, that's scripture. It tells us in the book of Meshlei, that's what you call proverb, and proverb is not the real name of that book, but Meshlei in your Torah, and Torah is the book you call Bible. That's not the real name of that book. It says it's not good to be without knowledge. There's much to learn, which is needed to know. I'll start off with, change the way you think, it'll change the way you speak. You know, there are about three different translations of Father Yahuwah in your Torah. In other words, 4,000 different Bibles that are out there. Father Yahuwah wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger on two tablets of stone and gave them to Moshe. Moshe is who you call Moses, and that is not his name. And those Ten Commandments were written in Hebrew. To prove the so-called New Translation was written in Hebrew, and the New Translation is what you call the New Testament. Yohanan, you call him John, that's not his name. Yohanan is his real name. He was a Hebrew. Yeshua told him to write what he saw and send it to the seven churches. That means what he saw, he wrote it, but as it ain't. And I just said to you in Hebrew, this can be read in the book of Haggadot. You call it Revelation, and that's not the name of that book. You see, Yohanan obeyed the Torah, which means instruction. The Kadosh Ketuvim, and that's the Holy Scriptures, was all written in Hebrew. Men Bereshit Lahir Galu Be'evrei. And as I said to you, here's the translation from Genesis to Revelation in Hebrew. Only by Hebrews they wrote it. The so-called New Translation was written in Hebrew. So the WCLs, World Church leaders, are lying to us. That leads me to continue. All translations do not contain Father Yahuwah Eyeh, only real names in them, especially the Greek. And here's why his name could not be written in Greek, because his name begins with a Y, and there is no Y in the Greek translation in the Greek alphabet. So you're being taught from an unauthorized version of the scriptures. Father Yahuwah said himself in the Torah, assuredly, my people shall learn my name. You can find that in the book of Yashayahu. You call that Isaiah, and that's not the real name of that book, and I do believe it's chapter 52, verse 6. You see, Father Yahuwah intends for us, you, me, them, they, the people, to learn his name. Now, in the regular English Torah, and all those other 4,000 some different translations, it'll say Yahweh, it'll say I am, it'll say Yehovah, it'll say Jehovah. But if you read the Hebrew translation in the Hebrew writing, you'll read exactly what he said. And if you don't know how to read Hebrew, get somebody to translate for it. You will see that it does not say any of those names that I just said. So those names were put in those translations, and they are a lie. Now, here's the problem. How can we learn his name if, number one, the WCL, World Church Leaders, won't teach it? Number two, it was never translated. Number three, the World Church Leader refuses to acknowledge his true name. And number four, the World Church Leaders refuses to read, teach, and study from the only authorized Holy Scriptures. Even the Jewish churches refuse this just as well. A Jewish World Church Leader responded to two of my requests about several years ago, and I had asked him to send me a Hebrew Torah. This gentleman wrote back and he said, we teach from the New King James Version, and the difference between the different Bibles are the translations. Now keep in mind, today's soul food is about translations. And so, as I read that letter, the Holy Spirit spoke to my spirit and said, and what was left untranslated? I was like, wow. I'll say that again. That Jewish world church leader responded with a letter that said, we teach from the New King James Version. And the difference between the different Bibles, he said, are the translations. And like I said, that's when the Holy Spirit spoke to my spirit, said, and what was left untranslated. So listen, if you intend to learn the truth, people, the only and the correct translation we should be reading from is the Hebrew English Version. You can get that right here on our website. It's available for download. It's a PDF. It's free. Won't cost you nothing. So when you visit our radio station's website, KUUTGospelRadio.com, and it's right at the top of the page, just look for download. Listen, I pray today's soul food has edified your spirits, that you were encouraged and inspired by that which you heard today. So remember, there's only one translation, my sisters and my brothers, that we should be studying from, reading from, teaching from, preaching from. And it's Father Yehoah and Yetar. Taken from the Masoretic text, where his name, which is Yehoah and Yeh, his only two names he said was his, and Yeshua, his son. Not Yeshua, not Yahshua, not Yehoshua, that has nothing to do with the name Yeshua. The book is available. So join us next time for new teaching on soul food.
KUUT, Unconventional Gospel Radio.